studies from 5 different religions. This is not an inner Jewish or Israeli crisis. It's not our problem. This is a global humanitarian catastrophe. And we demand world leaders to step up, to speak up, to push for a deal. Everyone can do it. They're sitting here. They're sitting here and they need to hear us. Bring them home now! Our spirits high in this very dark time. But since my time here in New York City, I learned that rabbis are somehow kind of therapists. So I'm very, very honored to invite Rabbi Ami Hirsch, Stefan Weiss, Free Synagogue. Thank you.
I'm honored to be here with you today, our beloved families of the hostages, liberated hostages, fellow Jews, and many allies of the Jewish community who are here with us today because they do not want us to stand alone. They realize that their destiny is tied with ours. Dear families, we cannot imagine what you are enduring, but we are here because we suffer with you. We are here to prove that you are not alone. We are here to urge you to not lose hope. And we will stand with you no matter how long it takes. We will stand in the cold. We will stand in the heat. We will stand in the snow. We will stand in the rain. We will stand in the breach because we are brothers and sisters. We will stand with you because we are committed to liberty, decency, and morality. We will stand with you because we have no alternative. We are in the midst of a great moral struggle. The victors of this struggle will chart the morality of our world for decades to come. Everything we love, everything we cherish is at stake. If the forces of evil prevail, oases of freedom will die. The West will become a vast moral wasteland. If we do not prevail, the poison unleashed by Hamas will not stop in the Middle East. It will come to the Midwest. It will not end in Be'eri. It will invade Brussels. Our very way of life is at stake. We do not want to live in a world of lawlessness, a world of continual fear of violent death. A world that tolerates, contextualizes, or even justifies murdering, raping, and kidnapping thousands of people peacefully sleeping in their beds and dancing in the fields. And therefore, no matter how difficult the moment or frustrating the hour, we will stand here today, we will stand here tomorrow, and we will continue to stand here as long as it takes. We're not going to stop. We are not going to forget. We are not going to move on. Nothing will discourage us. Threats will not frighten us. Hatred will not deter us. We are here until the last of your beloved returns home. Every day in captivity is a moral stain on the world. Every day erodes the hostages' physical and emotional resilience. We do not have time. Tomorrow is too late. Now is the time. It has been 6 months of hell, 6 months of deprivation, 6 months of physical and emotional torture. 6 months of sexual assaults, 6 months of silence, 6 months of hypocrisy, 6 months of cowardice, 6 months of double standards, 6 months of equivocation, obfuscation, misrepresentation, rationalization, and justification. Now is the time to bring them home.
Go! Go!
Dear beloved families, you are heroes. History will record your courage, your valor, your resolution, your decency, and your integrity. We are here to strengthen you, but in truth, you strengthen us. We are here to sustain you, but it is you who sustain us. May it be that all of this glorious energy that is assembled here today, our irresistible unity, our heartfelt love, and our fervent prayers, that all these somehow reach your dear ones and give them hope, determination to just hang on a little longer. Ve'ani nisharti levadi ve'lo nishar li koach ve'hine yad nag'abi ve'yechaskeni. I was alone, said Daniel, my strength ebbed away, and behold, a hand touched me, and a voice said to me, Al tir'ah ish hamdot. Do not fear, you are greatly beloved. Chazak v'chazak. Be strong, and be strengthened. We pray that your sufferings will soon come to an end. And when that long night of captivity finally recedes, we will be standing there with you, and we will finally be able to say, Matot ha'or v'tov la'enayim lirot et ha'shamesh. How good is the light, and how sweet it is to behold the sun.